On today's show, no, that autonomous car that hit a pedestrian was not at fault. Should Elon Musk get paid $50 billion? And Jeep shows off a bunch of cool concepts headed to Moab. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, we've got an update on that autonomous Uber car that struck and killed a pedestrian. The police chief of Tempe, Arizona, says the accident was unavoidable. The pedestrian suddenly stepped out in front of the car, and even the safety driver inside did not have time to react. We still need to get the details of the full investigation. But this update shows that the blowhards on social media calling for a complete ban on AVs really ought to wait for the facts before popping off with their ill-informed opinions. Should Tesla pay Elon Musk $2.6 billion? Okay, how about $50 billion? That's what Tesla's shareholders have to vote on today, whether or not he should get that kind of compensation. Musk will not automatically get paid that kind of money. Tesla has to meet specific goals in stock price, revenue, and earnings, and that means shareholders would benefit too. Because of that, we bet they approve the plan. While the auto industry is waking up too late to the fact that the Chinese have just about cornered the market on cobalt. That's the warning from Glencore, a Swiss company that trades in mining commodities. Cobalt is needed to make batteries for electric cars, and Glencore warns that we will not see EVs made in Europe, the U.S., or anywhere else except China if it completely corners the market. The price of cobalt has quadrupled since January 2016, going from $10 a pound to $39. Coming up next, a bunch of stuff about Ford.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Several months ago, we showed you this screenshot of what we suspected is the new nose on the Ford Fusion. And sure enough, that's pretty much it. Just a new nose. It will be the first Ford to come standard with its co-pilot 360 driver assist technology with automatic emergency braking, blind spot warning, and lane keep assist. And the electric-only range of the plug-in hybrid is now 25 miles, up from 21. But we wonder if the marketplace will even notice these changes, because it's half-hearted efforts like this that help explain why Ford's passenger car sales are plummeting. Ford is also launching what it calls Ready Shop Go, which is all about reducing the time it takes to buy a car at a dealership. It allows customers to search online for inventory, pricing, and incentives, lock in a deal for 48 hours, apply for financing, estimate trade-in values, and schedule a test drive. Coming soon, it will include lease options, and you'll be able to digitally sign contracts with Ford Credit. But you'll notice that all this does is force you to do more paperwork online than at the dealership. And okay, one more Ford story. It's giving owners with older cars the chance to get more connectivity. It's a dongle that plugs into the OBD2 port and includes a 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot. Owners can control key fob functions, track the vehicle, and receive vehicle alerts with their smartphone. It's available on 2010 to 2017 model year vehicles, but it costs $17 a month. You know, that sounds a little bit pricey to us, but you tell me. Would you pay $17 a month for those features? You know, Jeep always comes out with the coolest concepts for Moab, and we'll show you what we saw right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Some people wonder why Jeep spends any time designing concepts to take to the Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, Utah. Well, it's because the off-road event gets every kind of Jeep enthusiast, from the backyard mechanic to CAD engineers designing their own modifications. And this year's Moab Concepts really speaks to that wide spectrum of customers. Take the entry-level off-roader, the Beaute, a slightly modified Renegade. Mark Allen, the head of Jeep Design, calls it a gateway drug into the more off-road capable Wrangler. Then comes the Nacho, which comes loaded with production aftermarket pieces from Mopar and is probably more in line with what the average Wrangler customer will do. One area that Jeep felt it hadn't explored much is high-speed off-roading, or Baja style. So it designed the Sandstorm, with 14 inches of vertical suspension travel in the front and 18 inches in the rear, and plenty of power from a 6.4-liter 392 Hemi mated to a 6-speed manual trans. And what I would call a throwback to the original Jeep is the 4-speed. It has no doors, roof, HVAC system, radio, or rear seats, but has a carbon fiber hood, fenders, and a rear floor for a total weight savings of 950 pounds. And speaking of nods to the past, the Jeepster features a two-tone paint job and a chopped roof for a cool retro look. And since you can't know where you're going unless you know where you've already been, the design team bought a 1965 Wagoneer off Craigslist and updated it with a bunch of new technology to make the perfect road trip vehicle. And what's best about these concepts is they're running, driving, soulful creations that we'll likely see an off-road trail. And it's even more impressive that the design team only started working on them in November. It really is impressive what they can do in just 5 months. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours at noon today. That's right, today at noon. So if you're watching this show around that time, check out After Hours when you're done with this one. John and Gary will be talking with Doug Osterhoff, the marketing manager at Buick, about the new Regal Tour X. Watch the show on our website, Autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.